Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Hope everyone is doing great today. Today we are going to talk about feeling unworthy or feelings of unworthiness. But first, if you are new here, thank you so much for coming. And if you are not new here, thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate you as well. So this started, I am actually in a group coaching program with Jennifer Allwood. And if you don't know her, and you're in business, you should go look her up. She's awesome. But she also does a lot with mindset. And so that's why I follow her, is for the mindset piece, because it seems like I am always having mindset issues to work through. But the last one that we did was on unworthiness. And I actually went back and listened to it again because it was just so good. And I think it's something that so many of us struggle with, whether you're in business, not in business, you know, a mom, a wife, it can affect us in any area of our life. And so a lot of this content is coming from that. I definitely want to make sure that she gets the credit for that. But I will be obviously putting in my own thoughts and interjections here and there. But I want to start out with one of her staff had put something in the Facebook group asking about unworthiness and feelings of unworthiness. And these were some of the things that the ladies in there had shared. Listen to these and maybe see if these sound like you, or if you could fit yourself into one of these categories. I feel like I'm not good enough to be happy at times. Or my head knows what the Bible says about my worth, but it doesn't make my heart hurt any less. It's other people's words. My mom doesn't approve of my life choices. Self-worth causes me to freeze and doubt myself. I want to make decisions, but I can't. I want to live my full potential, but can't. I don't feel worthy of going after dreams, and I start things, but I never finish or fully commit to them. Never felt good enough for my mom, ever. I spent much of my life trying to people-please and avoid rejection. And when I think of unworthiness, I think of non-belief. I don't believe that I can accomplish anything. And so the question that we ask is, do we associate pain in our life or things that have happened to us in the past with our self-worth? And I think a lot of times we do. Like, we take the pain that we've gone through or different situations or things that happened in our childhood, and we put that upon ourselves and make that our identity, or make that why we don't feel that self-worth. It makes us feel unworthy. And the thing is that if we put that story down, or that victim mentality down, or decide not to live in the past, if we put that down, we have no reason to keep behaving the way that we do. And so because of that, we tend to hang on to our stories as like a security blanket, or something that makes us feel comfortable and safe. Because if we do something different, it makes us very vulnerable. And to be honest, like, our brains don't like that. Our brains don't like it when we try to change where we're at. We call it our comfort zone, but sometimes it's really not that comfortable. But yet we stay there just because our brain's like, whoa, we're not changing. Bring it back in. I saw a quote somewhere. This is not from the training, but I saw a quote somewhere that said, your thoughts are not a fact, and your negative story is benefiting you somewhere, or you would change it. And so that's kind of hard to swallow. I know that's going to step on some toes, because you're going to think, why would I want to stay stuck? Why would I want to stay in victim mentality? Why would I not want to move on with my life? But it's benefiting you somewhere, or you would fix it. And I see this a lot with coaching clients, that we have to dig and dig and dig and dig to find out where it is that that negative story or that negative past is holding on to them, and how, even without even knowing it, it's keeping them stuck. And so a lot of times, you know, you'll share your story and people will like coddle you or want to pat you on the back, or they just want to tell you that it's okay to wallow. And the thing is, they're not helping you. Like, what they're actually helping you do is stay stuck. And in my opinion, again, probably going to step on some toes, but in my opinion, if they truly loved you, they would want you to walk in freedom. They wouldn't want you to stay stuck in that place of feeling unworthy or less than or unloved. So if they truly loved you, it wouldn't just be a pat on the back. It would be, let's fix this. You can make a choice to do different. Let me help you make that choice. But many people just won't do that. The thing is, you can stay in a broken place for a minute. You can stay, you know, sad or wrestle with things, but we're not supposed to stay there. Staying broken or staying in a place of feeling unworthy or unloved or less than what the Lord has told you that you are is not what we are called to. The thing is that we can't let people define us, or actions of other people or things that other people do. We can't let that define us, because people are people. People are human. And humans tend to hurt if they're hurting. And so there's always going to be somebody that's going to say hurtful words or do you wrong or maybe betray you. And so we can't let that define who we are. And a lot of times we judge others by what they do, yet we judge ourselves by our intentions. And the thing is, you can't change what has happened to you, but you absolutely can change how you feel about it. A lot of times your feelings are just keeping you in bondage. And so if you truly think that you are unworthy, this is kind of another step on your toes moment. If you truly think that you're unworthy, isn't that kind of a slap in the face to the Creator who said that you are worthy enough to die for? The thing is that a lot of people that feel that they are unworthy will overwork, or they'll, you know, bury themselves in learning and learning and learning, or they constantly have to be doing something. They feel that if they do something, they're going to be worth something. But thinking of yourself like that, enough to hold yourself back or to get into the addiction, you know, of self-soothing, overworking, whatever that happens to be, it's very self-focused. And so a lot of times being stuck or not having joy is a result of feeling that unworthiness, but it's still very self-focused. And so what we have out here is a bunch of Christians that are behaving out of their brokenness. And then we wonder why we can't get people to come to Christ. Like, we can't tell people out of one side of our mouth how great God is, and then on the other side say, but I'm worthless and I don't have a purpose and I'm unworthy and I just do so many things wrong and I can't seem to get my crap together. Like, the fruit of our lives have to reflect the goodness of God if we want to win others for Christ, which is what we're actually called to do. We can't live in fear and live in worry and constantly be anxious and constantly be holding ourselves back because we feel unworthy, and expect people to want to know more about the Lord. So you're not only hurting yourself by staying stuck in that place, you're also hurting those around you by continuing to live in that place of unworthiness. And so I fully believe that you can make the choice to stop. You can stop with the feelings of not being good enough, and stop with the feelings of being held back by your past, or stop the feelings of not being a good enough parent or not being a good enough wife or wanting to start a business, but you're just not good enough to do that. And so I'm going to give you some of the tips. These tips are actually from Jennifer, and they are so good. So I'm going to go through these. I believe there is four of them. Yeah, I believe there's four. So the tips to stop feeling this way. Number one is to forgive yourself. And the Bible says that God forgives you all you have to do is ask. And the Lord forgives you just that fast. So if you don't forgive yourself, what you're actually saying is that the opinion that you hold of yourself is higher than God's opinion of you. And that's dangerous territory. That's a dangerous place to be. The Bible says that God loved you before you were born. So that means that you didn't have to do anything to earn that love. So regardless of what you've done, or what others have done to you, or ways that you have felt, or places that you've been stuck, regardless of any of that, he still loves you. And it's no different than how you would feel about your children. If your children didn't feel that they were worthy of your love, you'd tell them they were crazy. You love them no matter what they do because they're your children. And that's how God feels about us. So if you put more of your focus on him and how much he loves you, it takes the focus off of yourself. And obviously focusing on him is always better. The second one, number two, is to switch your focus. So get your focus off yourself, which is a little bit of what we just talked about. The thing is, you are not good enough. Regardless of what society says, and society tells us a lot that we are good enough, but God is. And the thing is, if we were good enough, we wouldn't need him. So words are neutral. So if somebody says something to you, the words are neutral, regardless of if they're mean or nasty or however they come across, they're just neutral. It's how you think about them that give them the power. I mean, there are times that I've said things to people that I shouldn't have. I've said things to my kids that I shouldn't have. And I'm just like, what are you saying? Why did you do that? There are times that my tone has been off with my husband. And I think we've all been in that situation. There's just sometimes that you say things and later you're like, I can't believe I just said that. And so we need to give people grace. Sometimes they say things that are harsh, but at the end of the day, like, they're hurting and they say things out of that hurt. Or sometimes it's just a misunderstanding or it's a bad communication, and that also is going to require grace. But at the end of the day, words are just words. It's our thoughts about them that give them power, and we can take control of our thoughts. So we have to give people grace because they're just human. And like I said before, humans make mistakes. People are not perfect. They're never going to be. And so switching your focus off of yourself and back on to God that says that you are worthy and you are loved and you are wanted. Focusing on that helps us to see people where they're really at and kind of take inventory of the words that come out of their mouth, because we mess up too. And so if we can mess up, we should be able to give them grace that they mess up, just like the Lord gives us grace when we mess up. And so number three is to remember that unworthiness is a lie. And you can't trust your feelings. Feelings lie. And feelings are changed by changing your thoughts. So when you start off with your thoughts inspire your actions, or your thoughts inspire your feelings, and then your feelings inspire your actions. So what we need to do is start at the top and change our thoughts. And Philippians 4:8 tells us what to focus on. I always say I should write this down, and I should, or I should memorize it would be even better. But it's, you know, whatever is joyful and good and all of the good things, that's what we need to focus on. And the Bible wouldn't tell us to focus on these things if we didn't have the ability to focus on those things. So by the Bible telling us what to focus on, that tells me that we have the control to be able to choose what we're going to focus on. And by choosing what to focus on and how to think about things, that then changes our feelings. And so that we're able to see the lies that we're feeding ourselves. And so that's super important to just remember that a lot of times your feelings are lies, and you can change those by changing your thoughts. And so the fourth one and the last one is to put the pressure back on God. God is not shocked by who you are. He's not shocked by your actions. He already knew how you'd act and respond when he asked you to do the things that he's asking you to do. And so it's not in God's nature to set you up to fail. That would just be cruel, and God is not a cruel God. And again, remember that he loved you before you did anything. So you don't have to perform to win his love or to earn his love. He loves you just because you're his, and you're created by him. And were made in his image. And because of that, he loves us just for that. It's not about your actions and what you did do or what you didn't do. And so just to kind of wrap it up, again, unworthiness does not come from what happened to you. It comes from how you think about the things that have happened to you. You're not a victim. It's all in how you think about the situations that have happened to you. And you can change how you think about those things. And if the Bible is true, what the Bible says about you is true. And discounting that would be discounting the Bible. So the Bible tells us that we can control our thoughts. And so if that's not true, then the Bible's not true. And that opens a whole nother can of worms. But for those of us that believe the Bible is true, we do have the answers within there, and we can change the thoughts, and we can move past the victim mentality, and we can move past actions that have taken place, and we can move past the mean words that have said about us, or have been said to us, or things that we have said. We can change those as well. So I hope that this challenged you today. I hope that you got something out of this. If you did, I would love it if you would share it, tag me in it so I know. And if you're struggling with this, but you're ready to go to the next level, you're ready to take that next step, you're tired of living stuck, you're tired of feeling unworthy and unlovable, and you're just ready to live in a place of joy, I do have some coaching spots open. You can contact me in the show notes below, and I would love to be part of your journey if we are a good fit. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.